show.
Hello, good morning. It's me, myself. It's Richard Carey here. A lot of people don't know how to say my name when they see it spelled, because it's Q-U-E-R-E-E. So I was thinking maybe I should have more of a broadcast-friendly name. Something like, I don't know, Rich. I should use my middle name, which is not a great middle name. When you make it a surname, it's really good because it's Wayne. So if it's like a surname, it's like Bruce Wayne. It's like Batman. So I was thinking of calling myself Richard Wayne on there. Also, I once had the idea to call myself Richard Egg, but that never seemed to stick for some reason. I don't know what. Just because I wanted to do a show with Richard Bacon called Bacon and Egg, but it never materialised. Or Egg and Mayo with Simon Mayo, but there you go. Tequila Radio, almost 10 past 11 now. And I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about my journeys in a week. I've been travelling this week. I haven't been anywhere exotic like Africa or Zanzibar or Asia or Australia or anything like that. I've been to Bath. And Bath... one thing I always think about Bath, wouldn't it be great if there was like a French or a German city called Shower, and you could have the sign Bath twinned with Shower? How excellent would that be? And now it's time to play Poshify, and we have on the line Charlie Winch. Hello, Charlie. So, Charlie, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm the station manager, Tequila Radio. I don't know. I'm not normally up at this time on a Sunday, if I'm honest with you, Rich.
All right. Is it a bit foreign to you getting up at so early?
It is a little bit. It's a bit weird.
Okay, so do you know the rules of Poshify or not? Shall I explain
it
to you?
I don't. You'll have to explain to me.
Well, in Poshify, what we do is we take the lyrics of a song and we make them sound more posh and more eloquently, use a more eloquent language, and you have to kind of guess what the original song was.
So
it's a little bit easier when you get the clues. So are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
Okay, let's play Poshify. All right, you're going to have three questions, and So just do the best you can. So here's is your clue number one. That explains why I'm effortless. I'm effortless akin to the morn of the Sabbath. Do you know what that is?
Not a clue, if I'm honest.
Sure, that explains why I'm effortless. I'm effortless akin to the morn of the Sabbath.
No, nothing.
Okay. Oh, do you want me to tell you?
That was
the Commodores. Easy. All right.
We'll go
on to the second question. That they're not all completely like 70s songs, so you might have a bit more chance. Here's your next one. If you have a hankering to become my sweetheart, you must socialise with my close acquaintances. Cause it to continue for eternity, companionship never ceases. If you have a hankering to become my sweetheart, you must be able to provide. Taking is too elementary, but that's perceived status quo.
That's ringing a bell. That's ringing a bell there.
Do you want a clue?
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
He's got it! Yes, it is. It's Spice Girls Wannabe. You got 1 point. Congratulations. So, your third and final question. Promenade in Illuminant... I can't pronounce this word. Promenade in Illuminance, the masses are feeling balmy and sparkly. It's such an elegant and indigenous appearance. The masses are promenading in Illuminance.
That sounds a bit bizarre. Masses are promenading in aluminium.
Yeah, in illuminance, basically. Do you want a clue?
Go on, man.
It was in the song. The song was in Four Lions, the film Four Lions. It's in a lot of adverts. No, you ran out of time. That was Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight.
I like that song.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
So thanks for playing today, Charlie. Good luck with the whole station manager stuff and when I'm not here, and hopefully you'll have a great time and Tequila Radio.
Excellent.
Just such
thanks,
a lovely
Richard.
Thing to do. So happy Mother's Day to my mum, Hazel Carey. I don't know why I'm saying that, because she never listens to my radio stuff, because... my mum and the internet don't really get on. Basically, She's got email now, which is quite a big step, you know, to get email. But, you know, she's not on Facebook, and you won't find her any other place on the internet probably. So it's like, you know, the ironic thing though about my mum, although she doesn't have like great computer skills, she's not on computers all the time. She works for a company that sells computers. How ironic is that? I don't know. Now, in the past, what I've done on radio is done a lot of rants, where basically I just have a go at things. And I thought today I'd have one for this special show, because it's quite a long show, I thought it'd be worth doing it. So today I wanted to talk a bit about people who tell you to tie your shoelaces. Because I just feel that shoelaces are a bane to society, because you always tie them up and then they just get untied again. It's like, why? Why couldn't you just stay tied? And why can't I just like wear Velcro or slip-on shoes just to look, you know, acceptable, so my shoes don't constantly become untied and you have to point out to me, ooh, your shoe's untied. Like, I wouldn't know that my shoe is untied. Like, I'm unconscious of the fact that that my shoe is not tied up, because I haven't realised that my laces feel like they're dragging on the floor. I just got so used to it because I'm so bad at tying my shoelaces. I simply decided to walk around with untied shoes and I don't fall over them. That's the thing. I have learned the skill. I mastered the craft of walking with untied shoes. So if you ask me, oh, your shoelaces are untied, I probably will awkwardly tie them up, but in the end, they'll just come untied again. I'll leave them because I don't care, you know. I think shoelaces are a bit weird in the whole thing, but at least it doesn't make you look like a four-year-old, like if you wear Velcro. I just think people should stop being pity about things. I mean, pity about things, like they're pity about shoelaces, like they're pity about little things, you know, like the over-exaggerating things, like, oh, you're wearing a stripy jumper today. You don't usually wear stripy jumpers. Ooh, is that a new haircut? Oh, no, you've just grown your hair a bit more. Ooh, have you shaved? Ooh, have you done this? Oh, just leave us alone for 5 minutes. Let us do what we want. Can't we have a bit of freedom? Do we have to constantly be critiqued by you with your shoelaces that are tied, you clever boy? This is the Sunday Lion Show of myself, Richard Carey. Good morning! It's Sunday the 23rd of March, 2014. It's my brother's birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday, Michael, if you're listening in advance. I did send him a card, hopefully you got it. It's coming up to 20 to 12. And we're going to remind you of what our posh fire was for today. So here's a clue again. One has a hankering for your grotesque. One yearns for your contamination. One desires your whole enchilada on condition that it comes complimentary. One craves your adoration. Affection, tenderness, adoration. One craves your adoration. Now, I thought this would be a really hard posh fire and no one would get it, but it turns out that two people have got it. So well done, Carla and Christy, who managed to guess right that it was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. But what am I going to do to make a hard enough... What do I have to do to make a hard enough posh fire that no one can get it? I don't know. In case you don't know what the clue is, I'll read it out for the third and final time. The entire populace, affirmative. Gyrate your carcass in a rocking motion, affirmative. The entire populace, gyrate your carcass, rocking in a clockwise direction. The roadway behind has returned satisfactory. So what was those postified lyrics from? Well, they were from the Backstreet Boys, everybody. So well done to Caroline McCann, who got it right this week. I shall give you the clue once more, and then we shall play the song. Existence is a mere conundrum. The populace must be upstanding in solitude. I listen as you holler my identifying title, and it has an aura of my own private domicile. Well, the hidden reference, obviously, is from Breaking Bad. This is my own... When Jesse Pinkman says, this is my own private domicile and I'll not be harassed, bitch. So that was a line. Anyway, the song was Those are the opening lines of Madonna's Like a Prayer. So let's reveal what today's Poshify is. I'll give you the clue once more. I was made the acquaintance of a female at the commencement of the week. Took her for a light refreshment the following day. We were conducting in consensual intercourse during midweek until the end of weekdays and inclusive of Saturday. We used the Sabbath to unwind. There was a tie here, but well done to Megan Griffiths and Rosalind Greeninnis, who both got it pretty much exactly at the same time. It was Craig David, of course, for 7 days. So it's about 10:32 now on Tequila Radio. And now for the final time, we're going to do the envelope of news. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news, because we're not doing the envelope of news. We're actually doing the envelope of bad news.
God save our queen.
I'm just going to alienate the entire audience by doing a wrestling reference that no one will get. But this is the envelope of bad news. A Cambridge University student was busy studying, and he was looking forward to his university's end-of-year ball. He was even hoping to bring a lady friend along. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You see, that student was such a mummy's boy that his mother put an advert out for him on Gumtree looking for a girl to go with a ball. Go with him to the ball. The mother also put down requirements like they had to be between 19 and 22, and they would preferably be blonde. In America, the University of Findlay in Ohio, the gardener was once again getting ready for another great day in the great outdoors. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You see, instead of using fertilizer on the lawn, the gardener accidentally used weed killer instead, turning the nice green lawns into a moggy shade of brown. And finally, were you the Kelly Brook lookalike who got off at the West Brown Central Line train at Lancaster Gate around 12:20 on Sunday, May 18th? Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news, because you now have a stalker. He's put you in the rush hour crush section of the metro. And if I were you, I'd leave the country. Now that was the envelope of bad news. Thank you very much. For my first ever radio show, I had this idea called the Vending Machine Challenge. Now, the idea of the Vending Machine Challenge is we're based here at the Atrium at the University of South Wales in Cardiff, and it has a vending machine on the ground floor, and we're based on the third floor. So the idea of the Vending Machine Challenge is for me to go downstairs, get something out of the vending machine, come back up the stairs in the time of a song. I'd done this before, and I remember last time I did it, it was very, very successful. It was too successful. It went too well. So it just became too easy. So this time, we're giving myself a real challenge, right? I'm going to try and get from the studio and back to the vending machine to buy something from the vending machine in a time of Teenage Kicks by The Undertones, which is 2 minutes 28 seconds. And if this song finishes and you hear nothing, it means I haven't come back yet and you'll get dead air. That's the risk of this feature. I failed. Oh no. Sorry about that. Oh no, I failed. That's just really bad. Oh my days, I'm tired out. It's a lot of running, and I think I better play another song. This is a Sunday Lion show with me, Richard Carrier, here on Tequila Radio. Ba ba da ba dam. Right, it's time to reveal what our Poshify was for this week. Unfortunately, we haven't had any guesses. of the right answer. So that really sucks. And no one's got it this week. Oh. But here was a clue once again. If you desire to be one's life partner, cherub, there's monetary value in this procedure. One is an enchanter encased in a glass decanter. You're required to stroke one in the appropriate direction. Now, if you're scratching your heads about this one, I can tell you that the answer was Christina Aguilera with Genie in a Bottle. Retreating from my enclosure, and I've been coping satisfactorily, I must be descended. Considering I require everything, it was initiated with some tonsil hockey. How did it culminate in this manner? It was merely a peck on the cheek. It was purely a small smooch. Congratulations to Tim Eggington, who correctly guessed that was Mr. Brightside. But before we had the second Poshified clue, which was my alienation is assassinating me, I must disclose, I nonetheless conclude, when I am not in your presence, one experiences much mental discomfort. Provide me with a signal, strike me infant on one further occasion. You wouldn't guess Tim Eggington is on a roll today. He's got two in a row, and he guessed quite rightly it was Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time. Britney Spears there, Baby One More Time, our final Poshify for the year. So let's look at the final leaderboard we have from the bottom up. Charlie Winch has got one. He's got that one today. Emily Lee got one when she was here at the student council elections show. Jack Penkiff got one. Jack Buckley, the show after me, Jeff and Jack, remember to keep tuning in after 12. He got one. Zoe Vernon has one. It's one. Daniel Minty has one. Anna Ormsby one. Daniel Key two. Amy Evans two. Carla Delahaye two. Caroline McCann got four. Megan Griffiths got five. But pipped at the post in the final episode of this show. Tim Eggington comes back with two in a row to get six and is crowned the 2014 Poshify winner. Congratulations to Tim Eggington. Right, it's time for On This Day in the Future. Oh yes, one more time, we have to play this. Where I look into my crystal ball and predict what might happen in future years on this day. Well, on this day in 2015, banks are now so hated the public decide to rename bank holidays to something less evil. They're now called Hitler holidays. In 2017, UKIP merged with the People's English Republic to become UKIPper. In 2019, the Champions League final is contested between Real Madrid and Fake Madrid. In 2025, Miley Cyrus is awarded a BAFTA for her outstanding role in playing her rebellious sledgehammer-loving self for the last 12 years. And in 2030, in a way to stop celebrities avoiding tax, the Inland Revenue challenge all famous people to a game of tax dodgeball. Whoever gets hit by the ball has to pay £1 million to the Exchequer. And in 2063, despite promising to leave tequila 50 years ago, Richard Caro somehow continues to be a presenter on the station at the ripe old age of 75. And that was all on this day in the future. And remember, all on this day in the future references may turn out to be completely false. Please crystal ball gaze responsibly. Thank you very much. So I'm going to read this poem that I wrote about Tequila Radio, my time at Tequila Radio now. So here goes. I started at Tequila when I was about 23, yeah. My shift, it was the graveyard. 9 a.m. on Saturday is when students sleep hard. Then I did the sports show with Jordan, Ruben and Jack also. And I fell out with Jordan, but it might have been because I called him a moron. But he's okay, really. I was just the first year, so I was a bit silly. Second year, I got promoted to drive time. Those kids don't have cars, so it's walk time. That's why I started to predict the future and rant about mice running around my furniture. I also did live sessions, which had a bilingual punk obsession. Was on the sports show once again, tried to do predictions, but our winners would never win. Third year, they made me station manager. Spent the summer months making the equipment clanger. Got us on mobile on the app called TuneIn. Built a new website, which was so banging. Still on air with a Benjamin Button experience, with the unknown factor and Scottish band brilliance. produced a chart show that featured Avicii, then got very annoyed with a guy named Richie. Fourth year, I shouldn't be here now. Not running things, just telling the rest how. Created a behemoth called Poshify. It's a feature that's so super fly. Provided the people with USWSU news. Even did election night with the student council dudes. Now it's time to go. Feels like I've been here forever. The studio, my second home, but now we'll no longer be together.